98.1 KZE. That's a brand new tune from Lucy Dacus. It's called Planting Tomatoes. Thanks a lot for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show. Joining us on the telephone is our weekly Wednesday guest, Curtis Schmidt, the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. Thanks for playing that song. That's
all right.
My song. I'm planting tomatoes.
Right now, I bet.
Yeah. I just got through doing the soaker hose.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, put right. the shovel down and tell us some news.
Tell us some news. Yeah, okay. No, put the hose down. So, yeah, no, we have a lot of news going on. We're going to start over with Todd Middle School. That's okay. Right here in Poughkeepsie, about a mile from my house. Mm. They have a really unique program going on called Harvest to Table, and it's basically designed to, help kids make, nutritious, sustainable food choices while they're growing up. This is at, like I said, Todd Middle School in Poughkeepsie. They have several collaborating partners, including the school lunch, cafeteria workers, plus the they teamed up with some student chefs from the CIA, Culinary Institute of America, Hyde Park, the County Health Department, and even they even have a school garden and greenhouse. Mm. So they're all working together. This is all being led by Larry Anthony. He is retired, but he's a long time working with farmers, like bringing schools and farms together to benefit kids. Mm. So check that out in all the papers. That's going on. We also have down in Beacon on Friday, we have a marathon reading of the United States Constitution.
Does that mean it's going to be continuously read over and over?
Yeah.
Okay.
From noon to 4 p.m., and local residents have the opportunity, anybody can do it.
All right.
Show up at 413 Main Street Memorial Building in Beacon, Friday, June 19, noon to 4 p.m. You can read and they're also going to have an interpretive commentary by Skidmore College Professor Bo Breslin.
Mm.
So that's an interesting event.
Thus far will be necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we're also recognizing Ralph Osterhout. He is a 97-year-old veteran, World War II. Mm. He is the first, he was recognized at the inaugural Veterans of Distinction program, which recognizes living county veterans for their military service and continued contributions to the community. This builds on the success of the Honor a Veteran program, which is they launched last year for deceased veterans. Mm. So this one is for living veterans. And Ralph was the first guy that they recognized. I've interviewed him at least two or three times. He is a great guy to talk to. Tells you all about his experiences during World War II, which a lot were not too pretty. Anyway, so we're going to go into some sports here. Mm. We're going to recognize Josh Moylan. He is now the Hudson Valley Renegades most, he's hit the most home runs by any Renegades player. He hit number 25 last week, and that was against Jersey Shore. He became the Renegades career leader in home runs, notching one more to his career tally, career high season tally this year. He's the guy that, gets the walk-off water bass and pie in the face because he just helped them win the game. He's the guy. And last night, he actually hit two more home runs.
Right.
That was, two more home runs last night down in Rome, Georgia, as the Renegades, they hit seven home runs last night. Mm. Get this, seven home runs in one game. And they beat the Rome Emperors 14-5.
Mm.
So they're now 30 wins and 33 losses in the season. They're almost at the 500 point. And, this is the first time that they've hit seven home runs in a game since April of 2023, when they hit seven home runs versus Greenville.
So does Moylan have 27 home runs?
Yep.
Wow.
Now, because we did the article, you know, we put the papers out on Monday.
Yeah.
So he had 25, and he hit number 26 and 27 last night.
That's great.
Go, go, go.
And previously held was 24 by Spencer Henson.
Spencer Henson, yes.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, and, you know, the kids, they only stay with the Renegades for like maybe one or two seasons, you know.
Yeah.
So to have that many home runs in your like their Hudson Valley career is only like 2 years, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, take me from baseball to football.
To soccer, yes, the World Cup soccer. Mm-hmm. We are watching Tyler Adams. He is a former Wappingers resident.
Yeah.
Played high school at Roycey Ketchum High School. He is in. He's playing for the United States men's national team in the World Cup. Mm. They watched, you know, they won their first game, and we have people recognizing on Facebook, you know, our legislator Robert Faust and the town supervisor Joey Cappuccini. They both, you know, said they're proud of him during that game, and we just got notice of this. They're having a watch party. This is not in the paper because they just announced it like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
I saw it online. They're going to have a watch party at March Field on Friday at 2:30.
Oh, cool.
For the U.S. game on, you know, and that's at March Field, which is named the Tyler Adams soccer pitch at March Field. They named it after him for his help in mentoring local youth. So get out there on Friday, watch Tyler and the United States team and the World Cup.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have a ton of events going on, like I guess a lot of counties do, for the called Dutchess Rev 250. This is, you know, recognizing the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. We're only about 3 weeks away from July 4th.
Yeah.
So the county government is supporting local programming events throughout, well, with Destination Dutchess, that's our tourism organization. So what we've done is we have putting together a huge list of all of the events recognizing the 250 years. So check that out. That's in all three papers.
Cool.
You know, so you know one that's close to you.
Yeah.
And if you're into a little bit of music and theater, we are recognizing Bard Summerscape, Bard College. Mm. They do this every year. This is the 2026 version called Summerscape. And this runs from June 25 through August 16th. There's some monumental events going on. It opens with the world premiere of Suddenly Last Summer. Mm. It's a new opera by MacArthur Fellow Courtney Bryan, with libretto by Gideon Lester and Daniel Fish, based upon the Tennessee Williams play, also called Suddenly Last Summer.
Hmm.
And that starts on June 25, runs to July 1. So, a lot going on. Soccer, baseball, Bard Summerscape. Oh, and don't forget, we have our Home and Garden section running in this week's paper, inserted in all three papers. Summer Home and Garden, so check that out.
All right.
And a lot in the papers this week. A lot in the papers.
Can you read the Home and Garden section online?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Go to sdutchessnews.com. You can pull everything up in PDF format. Looks like the regular paper, and that includes the Home and Garden section.
Cool.
So, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of information in there about local businesses, you know, landscapers, even people that build real wood shutters.
Hmm.
So
need them. Yeah. Well, good luck with the tomatoes, and we'll check in with you next week, Curtis.
Yeah, thank you. West to all the KZE listeners.
All right.
Enjoy the beautiful weather.
All right. Thanks a lot. You too. Enjoy. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Curtis Schmidt will be back with us next Wednesday about 9:08 or so. Don't miss out.